If you have your Bible, open tonight to Hosea chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, "Say ye unto your brethren, Am I, and to your sister, Rahamah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, These are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beast of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went about her went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Acre for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Isha and shalt call me no more Bala. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant with them, with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment, and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, and I will hear, saith the Lord, and I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that hath not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which are not my people, Thou art my people, and they shall say, Thou art my God." I want to preach tonight for a little while. I've got to help us on this thought. Better days ahead. Amen. Better days ahead. Ain't you glad for that? As part of God's promise, we know that we have better days ahead. So we see the Lord's promise here that judgment would come. Judgment is coming someday, but someday that judgment will be reversed. Amen. Someday that judgment will be reversed and peace and comfort would come to the people of Israel. Now the Bible tells us that Israel would be the beloved. Amen. Ruhamah, that literally means be pitied. Praise God. Took pity on. Or in other words, to show mercy. Amen. So God, he said, listen, said God, he said, tell your brethren, praise God, that God is going to show mercy at Mercy's coming. And so he talks to her children, and he's trying to encourage her, praise God. And as Hosea took this woman Gomer to be his wife, and she had played the harlot with the world, it's easy to look down on her and say, well, I can't believe she'd do all that she did and how wicked the things that she did. Praise God, the world that we live in ain't no better than that. A world that we live in, but Brother Bobby, by the grace of God, we'd be just like her or worse. Amen. We'd be just like her or worse. But praise God, I'm glad God come to where we was. Saved us by His marvelous grace. Wrote our names in the Lamb Book of Life. Praise God, saved us out of that and saved us unto Himself so that we'd had help, so that we can think of a better day ahead. There's a better day ahead for every one of us, praise God, in the Lord. Praise God. But he said that one day God would reverse it and that Israel would become His people. Amen. Again. Amen. That they would become His people again. If you go back one chapter to Isaiah, chapter number 1, verse number 10, he said, and he's talking about the future blessing and the restoration of Israel. Amen. When God calls them back and God gets them back and God begins to bless those peoples again. He said, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it is said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Amen. Now this hasn't transpired yet. It hasn't happened. But guess what? Praise God, it's coming. God's going to bless His people. He's going to restore them. And they're going to be truly as a number, as the sand of the seas. Talking about that earthly ministry. Praise God. Now we know He says that about the sands of the seas. And He says the stars in the heavens, where He's talking about that spiritual people. Amen. He said they're going to be like the sands of the sea for multitude. And they're going to be like the stars in heaven for multitude. They're going to be an earthly people. And they're going to be a spiritual people. They haven't arrived there yet. But God's a-working on them. Amen. God's a-doing mighty things in this land in which we live. People's being saved. They're being birthed again. Praise God, into the family of God. They're being born again. Praise God, into His family. He goes on verse number 11 and says, then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together. He's talking about those southern kingdoms, and then he's talking about the northern kingdom, those 10 tribes of Israel in the north that they say's missing and they don't know where they're at. Let me give you a word of advice. Praise God, God knows exactly where they're at. Amen. And he said they shall be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Amen. So now that word, that this is what, Jezreel is one of the sons of Gomer, the sons of this harlot. And Jezreel literally means a bloodshed. Amen? But he said he's going to come out, and praise God, and said there's one going to rise up that's going to be in control, praise God, and going to come to Jezreel, and we'll see in a minute that God's going to change the way Jezreel works just a little bit, because God is a God of blessing. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of love. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout. He's a God that cares for us. Praise God. He cares for you. Praise God. And He cares for me just like He does for everybody else in this world. Amen. God is a loving and a compassionate God. Amen. So he says, you say, well, preacher, when's this going to happen? Amen. Praise God. It will happen, praise God, when Israel repents and when she receives that new heart. Amen. When Israel repents, it's just like me and you. Whenever we repent and we receive that new heart, God begins to make it. Then He begins to work on us. God can't get you where you need to be till you have a new heart. You've got an old callous heart in you, praise God, a stony heart. And he said, I've got to take that stony heart out. And so I've got to put a heart of flesh, praise God, so I can begin to use you and help you and point you in the direction I'd have you go and help you to walk therein because you'll want to. I'm glad so many years ago my want to's changed. Amen. There's a lot of things I used to like to do, but praise God, now I don't want to. Amen. Glory to God. Let me just show you something right quickly. Over in Jeremiah chapter 31. You don't have to turn it. I'll turn it right quick. I'm just going to look at a couple of verses. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. That's bringing the tribes back together. Amen. Verse 32. He said, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, when I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them even to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and will remember their sin no more. Amen. So God says, listen, so I'm going to make a new covenant, and not like the covenant I had before. Now the covenant that they had before was a covenant of the law. Amen. That they had to keep the law. They had to do this and do that and not do this and not do that. Amen. 613 of commandments that they had that they could do and not do. I think it's 365, but that was positive, 360-something, that was negative. And praise God, they had to try to live under all these rules and regulations. And I guess what? They couldn't do it. Just like we couldn't do it. But praise God. But what happened? They didn't even try. They gave up. They gave up. And when they gave up, they gave up on God. What people's doing today, praise God, hey, better days are ahead, but we can't give up on God. We got to stay with Him. We've got to stay with truth. What we know, praise God, let God begin to build on that, our faith. Because God said, I'm going to make a new covenant with them. He said, it's not going to be under the law, but it's going to be under grace. And He said, I'm going to put my word, put my law into their inward parts and write it in their hearts. And I'll be their God and they'll be my people. Amen. Praise God, it's going to be that perfect law of grace and mercy that God's going to deliver to His people. So that's the promise that they had, praise God. That was the promise that Israel had, that God gave to them. Amen. Paul said in his writings in Romans chapter number 9. In Romans chapter, let me share that with you right quick. Romans chapter number 9 and verse number 23. Romans chapter number 9, verse 23. I'm sorry. Chapter 8 and 23. Amen. He said, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So he's saying here that the earth is groaning, the people are groaning, people are desiring something different. They're desiring a promise from God that we haven't received yet. Now, we received the promise of the Savior, praise God, but the promise of the redemption of the body. Amen. One of these days, the Lord's going to come get us and take us out of this old world. One of these days, God's going to manifest Himself to us in many days, in many different ways that we'll have to like one of them. Amen. He said, but if we hope for that we've seen not, then do we with patience wait for it. You know, like those proverbs, wait for it, it's coming. Amen. In fact, that's what we're doing. We're waiting patiently. And I don't know about you, but I'm not a very patient person. I say, Lord, please come quickly and come quickly now. Amen. Praise God. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Lord's speaking to us here, and Paul's telling us that they had the same promise that was given to them, that God has given to us. He said, praise the Lord. And he said, we just have to attain to that promise and just trust and believe that God will do His part. Amen. He will not renege on the promise He's made. And so Hosea here is talking to us, and he talks about these children of Gomer. This harlot, if you will, amen. This deserter of God, alienated from the goodness of a holy and righteous God, and amen. And he tells them here in the scriptures that in verse number 2, he asked them those that were still trying to walk with the truth, walk in the truth. He said, "Would you please try to plead with your mother?" He said, please with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife. So what he says there, here he said, you know what? He said, you need to plead with your mother. Try and reason with your mother. Get her to understand, praise God. I'm talking about those that maybe still be believing children and knowing that she's not doing right. She's not going the right direction. She's doing it all wrong. And they said, would you please plead with her, praise God, because she's saying that what God's doing, he's charging Israel with adultery, praise God, to the point that he had to disown them. Amen. This wicked wife, praise God, that was caught up in adultery, he said, I can't stand it no more. You need to talk to him. You need to try to persuade her, try to encourage her, try to talk some sense into her, because what she's doing is wrong. Amen. And he said, what do you need to do? He said, you need to call her to repentance. Amen. He said, you need to call her to repentance, try to get her to realize that all the error of her ways. He said, she's not my wife. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts. He said, she's going after and loving, praise God, the wrong things. I'd say we could say pretty much that's the world that we live in today. We're loving the wrong things. We're chasing after and running after the wrong things. Amen? Praise God. He said, we need to be chasing, running, staying with the Lord. And asking him to help us. But he says, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she's born. Make her as a wilderness and set her like a dry land and slay her with thirst. Amen. He said, hey, listen, the physical and spiritual substance of a false god, she's given all of her affection, all of her attention, all of her everything, praise God, to this false god. Amen. God said there's only one God, and he's a jealous God. Amen. There's only one God. He's a real God. He's a true God, and he's a jealous God. He don't want us setting our affections on somebody else, praise the Lord. He wants our affections. And they said, hey, would you please plead with your mother and try to tell her, praise God, that we love her and we want her to do right. Amen. It's never wrong to do right. Old Bill, you say it's time to do right now. Amen. So they're trying to plead with her, praise God. And the Lord's speaking here, and he says, you know, I'll try anything, praise God, to help her. I'll try anything to bring her back, to keep her from sin. I'll try anything that takes. Amen. And maybe, surely she'll come to her senses. Verse number 6, he said, but therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall, that she shall not find her path. He said, I'll put roadblocks around her. I'll keep her from getting to these old adulterous stuff that she's living in and the adulterous stuff. He said, I'll put roadblocks and hedges around her to try to hedge her in. Amen. You know, God's still doing that today. He's still trying to hedge us in. He's still trying to put things about us, praise God, to keep us from going in the wrong direction. He's putting up signage for us so that we can see. Praise God. An old preacher said one time he's putting up stop signs on the way to hell to keep people from going there at. Amen. He says he's trying his best to persuade her. He's trying his best to get her to come to her senses and to realize, praise God, how much he loves her. Praise God. That the true blessings that she's getting are not coming from her lovers. Amen. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. She shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband. For then was it better with me than now. Now she's starting to come to some common sense. Amen. He says, for she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Amen. She said she didn't realize all the good things, all the blessings that she was receiving. It wasn't coming from them. It wasn't coming from some idol god. It was coming from the true and living God. That's the seat, that's the place of all of our blessings tonight. All of our blessings is coming from a true and a righteous God. A God who loves us and cares for us and wants to provide for us. Each and every one of us. Amen. That the blessings weren't coming from her adulterous lovers. Her blessings were coming from her husband. The one that cared for her. The one that loved her, praise God. Not from these adulterous ones, praise the Lord, these adulterous lovers, but it was coming from a true and a righteous God, the one who truly loved her. Amen, the one that truly loves her. See, he didn't give up on her. Amen. Because there's better days ahead. He was looking for things in the future, praise God, that was going to be far better. Amen. So we see Israel in Sinai, and God had given them the wealth, praise God. And the wealth that he had gave them on Sinai, praise God, and the wealth they gave them, they used it to make a golden calf. Amen. That was a gift. That was gifts from God. Amen. That was blessings from the Lord. But what they did, they turned around and used it to make an idol. And God said, that's just messed up. The same thing that she was doing here, God blessed her. God, he had provided all these things for her, and she was using that to, she had prepared them for Baal, for false God. Just total idolatry. A total idolatry. Amen. Praise God. Rebelling against the one who loved her, the one who cared for her, the one who wanted to help her. Amen. So in Hosea's day, God took those givens, praise God, those things that was given, they took those things, praise God, that God had given them, and he used it to make a golden calf. And here she's using the same gifts from God, the things that God gave her, to offer up to Baal. We do it today in the world that we live in. God blesses us and helps us, and we take those precious things, amen, and we offer them up to idols, to adultery. Amen. In this world which we live, amen. We sacrifice unto these ungodly things, and they're everywhere. Everywhere you look tonight, we see ungodliness, and we take it, those things that God give us, and we put them into that. We need to be careful where we share our wealth at, where we share our blessings with. Amen. Because we surely don't want to be found to be contrary to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. God knows better than that. We know better than that. But Hosea said, you know what? No matter what she's done, said, I'm going to still try to get her. I'm going to keep her from sin. He said, I'm going to go after her. And I'm going to try my best to bring her back. Look at verse number 9. He said, therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. He says, I'm going to do what? Whatever it takes to bring her back. He said, I'll just take everything away from her, all the blessings away from her. Amen. I wonder how come sometimes people get in, they'll start living for God, trying to do right, and the next thing you know, they turn their back and they walk away, and they look around, and they don't have nothing no more. It's all been squandered away. It's all gone. It's because God's trying to get our attention. He's trying to get us back on the path. He's trying to get us back in where He can love us, and He can help us, and He can encourage us, and just show us how much He cares for us. Show us that He loves us. Praise God, He's there to help us. If we'll just listen to Him. Amen. If we'll walk with Him, He's promised He'll walk with us. Amen. He's promised He would. Amen. So God begins to deprive her of the luxury she's grown accustomed to. Amen. Those finer things in life, you know, like eating food and living indoors, the roof over your head. God take that away in a heartbeat. Amen. We better be careful, praise God, that we don't turn our back on God. Because they can be gone in just a moment. Amen. So he deprives her of those luxuries of life. Amen. He exposes her to her lovers. Verse number 10, he said, now I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. Amen. He said, I'm going to open her eyes and let them see the lewdness that she is, that she lives in. It's not a pretty sight to see what she's doing and the way she's living and the way her life is playing out. And he said, I'm going to open her eyes and I'm going to let them see the lewdness of this lover. Amen. And he removes her, praise God, from joy. From the joy that she was hoping for. Start finding this old junk. He said, I will also cause all her mirth to cease. Her feast days, her new moons and her Sabbaths and all her solemn feasts. He said, all those things that she's reveling in and enjoying, her things she's enjoying. He said, I'm going to take all those away from her and then I'll get her attention. Amen. wonder what God will have to take away to get our attention. Amen. To get us to see who we are and where we are and what we need. He's able to do that, and He will. Praise God. Just like He did for her, because He loves us with a great and a mighty love. Amen. So He'll remove her joy, the joy in her life. Praise God. Until she realizes, praise God, her sins have consequences. He said, I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. Amen. She said, hey, listen, realize that her sins have consequences, and because of her sinfulness, those things that she's thankful is hers have been given to her and have such a coincidence in her life, praise God. He said, I'll take those away. He said, she'll realize that there's consequences for her sins. Amen. What's wrong with the world today? There's no consequence for sin. We're living in a messed up society. They catch people for rape and pillage and robbery, and they go in there and they don't even have to make bail. They go in there and go for a judge. He turns them loose. There's no justice because there's no consequence. There's got to be consequences. He said, I want her to see the consequence and realize, praise God, that sin has consequences. Amen. God was trying to show this here hundreds of years ago. And we want to sidestep and go around it, praise God, not realize that sin has consequences. Amen. God says, I'm going to go after her and I'm going to show her that there is consequences for sin. Amen. But her story is not totally a sad story. He said, I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels. Have you ever seen such a world we live in today? Man, you go out in public and these people got piercings and pokings all over their bodies. Amen. Noses and ears and mouths and tongues and God only knows where else. And they think that's pretty. Amen. That ain't pretty. That's disgusting. Amen. It looks like you went fishing with Brother Junior on a stormy day in the pontoon and you found a tackle box. Amen. That's what it looks like. We don't need that, praise God. God's people surely don't need that. Amen. That's free. And she went after her lovers and forget me. See, that's where it's at. She went chasing after her lovers and she forgot God. Amen. She forgot God, saith the Lord. But it ain't all bad, because God is a gracious and a merciful God. Amen. And God will, there's a happy end to the story. He said, therefore, behold, I will allure her. Amen. I will allure her. Amen. He said, in other words, I'm going to get her attention. And I'm going to draw her aside. So I'll bring her into the wilderness. Now watch this. And speak comfortably unto her. What he ordered done got a keen hickory switch. Amen. When we was misbehaving, Mama wouldn't show us those consequences. She'd use a keen hickory switch. Amen. And that got your attention in a hurry. The old fellas said, quick, fast, in a hurry, get your attention. But God is a merciful, gracious God. He said, I'll allure her, I'll get her attention, and I'll bring her out, I'll draw her out into the wilderness. I'll get her alone, I'll get her one-on-one. And he said, I'll begin to speak comfortably to her. So I'll let her know how much I love her and how much I care for her and what I want to do for her and how I want to help her. He said, I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley acre for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Amen. God said that place of judgment, that place of Achor, He said, I'm going to give it to her, praise God, as a place of hope. A place where she can begin to build her hope and where she can begin to sing and begin to sing in her younger days before all this come upon her. In other words, He said, I'm just going to give her opportunity to be just as pure and just as loved as she was in the beginning. Amen. Ain't you glad God gives us second chances? God saves us from our sin, saves us unto Himself, praise God, and begins to minister in our lives. I'm glad He don't hold all that old stuff over our heads. Amen. She said, as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt, she said, it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Isha and shalt call me no more Bala. He said, you're going to call me husband again. Amen. She said, I'm going to be your husband. Praise God. She said, you're not going to call me no more Bala, my Lord. But she said, you're going to call me something that's endeared to your heart, something that's real in your life. Amen. Not to reestablish that relationship that we had. That's what God wants to do. He wants to reestablish that relationship. He wants to deal with our sin. Amen. Praise God. And He wants to restore that joy that we had in the Lord. And He said, in that day will I make a covenant with them, with the beast of the field and with the fowls of the heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. The Lord said, I'm going to make this thing the way it's supposed to be. Praise God. I'm going to bring this thing together just like Isaiah said it would be in Isaiah chapters 2-5, I believe it is, where he said that God's going to change this thing and he's going to make this, he's going to make them like where they beat their swords and their spears and the pruning hooks. And he said they're going to have peace and they're going to be comforted. Praise God. And God says, I'm going to touch the beast and the creeping things. He said, I'm going to touch the world and the world that we live in. And he said, I'm going to break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. God said, I'm going to do away with it. He said, I'm going to offer you peace where there's been no peace before. Amen. Ain't you glad for peace? Glorious peace. Praise God. One day Israel will be restored. He's talking about the curse to be lifted off of them. The curse to be lifted off of this earth that we live on. Won't that be a glorious day? Praise God, Brother Bobby, where we can plant a bean and a kernel of corn and they'll grow up and produce without us having to beat the weeds out of them. Glory, hallelujah, I want to be a gardener then. Amen. Praise God, you wear yourself out trying to get the weeds out of it. Out of the middle of the row and you don't even hoe them or fertilize them. They come up on their own and they outgrow your corn. Amen. But God says one of these days, praise God, that's going to be changed. The curse will be lifted. The warfare will be ended. People will not be having to learn war no more. Praise God. He tells us Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4. They'll no longer have to learn war, not be taught war. We'll know how to love each other, how to care for each other, how to encourage one another. Amen. What a day that'll be. It'll be a new day. A new day that the Lord has made. He said we'll call the Lord their God. Amen. They'll call the Lord their God. He said, listen to what he says. He said, I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yeah, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and judgment and loving kindness and in mercies. I will betroth thee unto me in faithfulness and thou shalt know the Lord. Amen. He said, there's going to be a perpetual betrothal. Amen. He's going to take her to be his wife. Praise God. The wife of God. He said, it come to pass, and that day I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And there shall hear the corn and the wine and oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. Amen. As I told you in the beginning, that Jezreel means a bloodshed. But then he said, in this time, Jezreel is going to mean God plants. Amen. That Jezreel Valley, that valley of battle, that valley of bloodshed, that great, glorious Jezreel Valley, that fertile plain. I wonder if it's so fertile because all the blood that's been shed there. But he said one day that'll no longer because the Jezreel no longer bloodshed, but it'll be called that God will plant. And God will begin to plant there. Amen. And God will begin to prosper it again. He said, I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. Mercy comes from the Lord. And he said, I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. Amen. Praise God. That brings us back to the new covenant. He's talking about in Jeremiah 31. That hasn't been fulfilled yet, but it will be. It will be one day when his people in his land, praise God, we'll say that those people that were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. One day that will come to pass, glory to God. One day in a little while, not too long, I don't believe in the future, God Almighty will be the God of His people in the land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it when He comes to rule and reign in that glorious kingdom? Amen. Praise God. What a blessing that's going to be. And His people is going to come. They're already gathering over there by the thousands, ten thousands. Amen. Today was planes coming from different countries, and they was trying to get the Jews out of these other countries, and they literally took the seats out of the planes so that they could pack more people into these planes, and they were hauling them out at 500 and 600 at a time in a plane that was designed for 200, and they were bringing the people into Israel by the hundreds. Glory be to God. This thing's gearing up. And God's getting ready. He said, there's going to be a better day ahead. Amen. For me and you and the world that we live in and this little planet called Earth. Praise God. Because God loves us and He cares for us. Amen. And His name will be glorified in it. That's the whole purpose. That God's name will be glorified in. Have you ever thought about something? I was thinking about today, this morning. Have you ever thought about maybe the other planets that are occupied, where people are worshiping and praising God? Just the thought of maybe these other places. And thinking about this, Brother Bobby, you reckon they're doing a better job than we are? Amen. I'd hate to think it. Some place over on the other side of Pluto is worshiping and praising God in spirit and truth and doing a better job than we are. God says, all I want you to do is love me. And let me worship and pray. Give me worship and praise. And let me just take care of you. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what I'm going to do. He said, I want to be your husband again. Amen. You know, it all played out when Isaac needed a wife. Abraham sent off the servant to go get him. Went and got a Gentile bride. And he brought back Rebecca. And He got Rebecca, and she said, will you go? And she said, yeah, I'll go. It's a Gentile bride. She comes. You know the story of Rebecca. That name literally means beautiful. And she gets there, and she asks the servant, and she sees a man walking in the field, and he had told her, said, well, that's Isaac. That's the master. And said she lied it down off a camel. Amen. She realized who it was and said, well, that's him. And so she put a veil on her face. Amen. Put a veil on, and she was presented to Isaac. Praise God, that precious prize. Amen. That one that was called beautiful. Glory, hallelujah. Can you imagine God thinking that, we are that Gentile bride. Amen. Can you think, Brother Jeff, that God looks at us and thinks we're beautiful? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Think we're beautiful. Homely as we are. But God looks on us. He don't see us as we are, but He sees the beauty. And He took us to be His bride. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And then, of course, chapter 25, Abraham remarries Keturah. Amen. That she's the one that literally stands for fertility in the land. Amen. Praise God. God's graciousness in this world in which we live. Praise God. It's all playing out before us. Lord, one of these days, in just a little while, the Lord's going to pluck out His bride, call the bride home to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen.